Okay.
Okay, today we have Danelle Dubai talking to us about a less known source of anxiety. How are you doing, Danelle?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, should we jump right into it?
I think that sounds good to me. Yes.
Okay, I've heard about somatic medicine, holistic medicine, and integrated medicine. Are they all the same?
So, somatic medicine is an element of holistic medicine. Holistic medicine is the perspective of treating clients as a whole person, mind, body, spirit. And somatic medicine is a therapy within the umbrella of holistic medicine. It is generally used within psychology, and that is to help clients get in touch with, subconscious emotions that may have been suppressed earlier in life that get trapped into the nervous system. And by paying attention to different sensations in the body, clients can kind of tap into what might be being suppressed and catching their nervous system up so that they can release it and get a holistic healing.
All right. Well, what drew you into this field of practice?
So I was always into holistic medicine. Even from my undergraduate nursing studies, I really was drawn to Florence Nightingale. She was an early nurse. She was kind of the pioneer or the first nurse, and she was a nurse with the soldiers in the late 1800s in the Civil War. And her foundational principles of nursing, which all nurses learn, are holistic in nature. It's clean nutrition, fresh air, fresh sunlight, companionship, and compassion. And that was something I was always really like spoke to me. And but then getting into conventional medicine, it's really difficult to have the time and the space to practice those holistic foundational principles because of mounting paperwork and staffing, strained staffing ratios. So as I grew as a nurse and then as a nurse practitioner, I decided to branch out to find more learning and space that was aligned to my personal healing philosophies.
With the rising focus on behavioral health, it seems that alternative and complementary care are becoming mainstream. Is this a fair statement?
Yes. Yes, yep, it's a very fair statement. So behavioral health, it's not one size fits all. We're all on our journey. We have different life experiences that shape us. And healing requires more of a creative and expansive perspective. So when we start looking at someone as an individual, which we do oftentimes in behavioral health because we're looking at more of their subconscious and conscious experiences, we tend to look for other types of treatment modalities to help them. And that doesn't only improve emotional health, it ends up improving physical health too, because they're both deeply intertwined. When we heal the emotional and energetic body, it heals the physical body too.
You may have already answered this in fair measure, but where does leaky gut fit into medical practice today?
So leaky gut is would really be essential, I believe, for all medical disciplines to begin to look at and integrate. And there is a fair amount of upcoming research on leaky gut. Leaky gut is more of the household name, but it would be like intestinal permeability or dysbiosis. And it's very important in medical practice, because the gut is the seat of the immune system. And it's also considered the second brain. It's where the enteric nervous system lives. And the enteric nervous system is constantly communicating with the brain through the vagus nerve. And so healing the gut can actually support not only behavioral health, but physical health. So help to cure autoimmune conditions, cancers, metabolic disease, could all be healed through healing the gut.
So how is leaky gut connected to anxiety?
The gut is the second brain. 95% of our serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter, is made inside the gut, and the gut makes over 30 neurotransmitters. So when the gut is inflamed and not functioning properly, we have a depletion in serotonin and a depletion in other types of neurotransmitters that help to prevent anxiety. So that's one reason it's connected. Another reason is because of poor digestion. So if we're not digesting properly, we're not going to be absorbing the key nutrients from our foods that would help prevent anxiety. And then leaky gut is essentially leaky intestinal permeability. So if our gut is inflamed, then toxins from our environment in our foods can leak into our bloodstream and cross the blood-brain barrier and trigger things like anxiety.
All right. So you said a fair bit about it, but what actually is leaky gut and how do you get it?
So leaky gut is intestinal permeability, and it's when the tight junctions in our intestinal wall loosen from inflammation. And it happens when the body is under a stress state. And so it's really difficult, I think, for most people living in the modern Western world to escape something like leaky gut. And that's because we live in a very fast-paced, pressured society where we're kind of like, it's a very high achieving society. And when we're in that type of environment, our body releases stress hormones like cortisol. And in order to make cortisol, our body will take extra protein from the gut lining. So it steals protein from the gut lining, which causes the gut to be leaky when we're under a stress state. Also, foods that we eat that are inflammatory, so processed carbs and sugars, alcohols, those all can create a unbalance in the good and bad bacteria in our gut and cause it to become more permeable.
In the behavioral health sector, there's a very strong voice for only using fully validated methods. Would getting full approval, be prohibitively costly for conditions like leaky gut?
I think, well, so leaky gut is starting to become more and more supported by research, and there's a lot of conventional providers. I wouldn't say a lot, but I've met a lot of conventional providers that are beginning to integrate treating leaky gut into their practice, anywhere from psychiatry to family medicine, because it's such a great tool to resolving chronic conditions. But it doesn't fit into the standard pharmaceutical model where, and because of that, it may not get the funding and support that medications would. So I think that is really kind of maybe the issue of why it's not expanding as quickly as a lot of functional providers would like to see.
So if someone's feeling anxious and they don't really know the cause, how would someone get in touch with you, and what should they expect?
So to get in touch with me, the best way would be to visit my website, and that is www.yourwellnesstoday.live. And you can click at the top, work with Danelle. It's right up in there in the menu. And you'll be brought to a short questionnaire to fill out and book a visit with me. And during that visit, be anywhere between 20 to 40 minutes, we would review what your primary goals are. And that way, I get a good idea of how to structure a plan to move forward, so that you can heal in the best way possible.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll be seeing you at the end of the month in the Barrington Public Library, where you'll be talking about leaky gut. But I really enjoyed this interview today.
I did too. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.